story, or no, well, Priya maybe. Dharma. So I sometimes hear today analysts, experts who try to, you know, understand the global situation and our societies on Earth, why they are the way they are and how they could become the way we want. And sometimes hear this, that the societies are illusions. Like you can build an empire in the minds of people. That's all it ultimately is, that enough large group comply with that version of what the world is and should be, and your country and whatever your social group should be. That's all there is, and then they will work in that framework, which is a mental creation. So listening to Jiang here, they have the, you know, some Chinese intellectual discussing with other young intellectuals from all over the world about this. And he's emphasizing that yes, these are illusions, these human societies. And again, we can take the example of the US dollar. That money is an illusion, because there is no real value behind them. They are just numbers. Since they removed the dollar from the gold standard in the early 70s, it actually became worthless. But since they pegged it to the oil, and you could say it moved much production to other countries, which then became their customers, who they then became customers for, whatever. Then they managed to establish their currency as the one that people want. And that's what the value and reality of it is, that enough many people comply with and agree with, that this is something valuable. Same with the society. You can take the great empire, as they call themselves, and analyze that, what it is. And you see, it's something constructed in media, in schools, in education, in the minds of people who really just live, you know, on a piece of grass somewhere or in a house, among some houses somewhere that some people built. Probably their neighbors. I mean, I'm from a small town, that's how it is there. And you kind of take care of yourselves and life goes on and that's it. But then when you turn on your media and you want to be learned. And you hear about this huge society there with all these fantastic departments and that structure and those people on those positions doing those things, fantastic things with fine words. And yeah, that's the society. So can we really say that that is an illusion? Well, I wanted to add something here. That the fact that we say that, or some say that, shows the weakness of these societies. That they are constructions, they are bubbles, they are built up by people to serve some interest of those people. You can see it so clearly today in the big empire, which is now crumbling, and where you then see it more visibly, it's a very good object for studying, how these groups come forward and defend and push forward their interests. You can see that the billionaires are behind it, the military-industrial complex, they come out. No, we're going to have war and make money on producing weapons. And no, we're going to... These interest groups of different kinds. The Zionists, they're Israel, and... Just... butchering people who are not on... You know, who are against their interests. It's like... It's getting very clear to see what's going on. But when everything is okay, then you can just kind of smooth it over and have that nice picture of a great empire, which is then more and more revealed as an illusion when you see what is actually and who are actually behind upholding that society structure, that image in our minds. So yeah, it's a bubble. The money are not worth anything. You know, the industry is not producing anything anymore. We print money, we convince others they are worth a lot, and use them to buy things that are produced in other countries, real valuables. So it's getting more and more evident that something here is not really more than a bubble. It's mainly hot air. Illusion. Now, does that mean that a society has to be an illusion? That doesn't make sense either. So that's what Dharma means. A society where the entire structure of the society, how it is run, how it is managed, how people get their food, how they get their shelter and protection, security, all of those are built on reality. In other words, the money behind them is real value. It used to be gold or whatever. The food that people eat and that's being grown is coming from nature, from reality, as far as much as reality we can talk about here. Meaning sustainability, ecology, these words we have now, which simply describe that we live in harmony and in connection to how nature and the world actually is. And that's what Dharma means, the way things are. So again, it's a universal concept, which I think is today very good to focus on.